The second thing is staying with experience, and particularly staying with negative experience. And in a way, we could see this a bit like both the surgeon's probe, this sort of investigating what's going on, and this idea of climbing the tower, being a bit detached from our experience, in the sense of not being caught up in it. So what we're trying to do when we're trying to stay with our experience is we're not trying to change the experience. That's very important, not trying to change it. If anything, we're trying to deepen into the experience, but avoiding the extremes of either reacting to it or pushing it away, so that suppressing it. Basically, trying to push the things away doesn't work. It's the don't think about a pink elephant, or think about pink elephants. So when we try and do that, like I've got a negative thought, don't think it, or you know, I need a fix, don't think about it. Pushing it away just brings it, rebounds it back into awareness. So suppression is very unhelpful, but equally other habitual reactions may also be unhelpful. So the instruction instead, when we notice something difficult arising, is to try and open up to it, to try and soften towards it, to try and develop or try and have it as best as we can a sense of acceptance. There's a very nice Rumi poem which gives a bit of flavour of this. That's called The Guest House. I'll just read that for you. So it goes, "This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honourably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond." So just accepting as best as we can whatever it is, whatever is happening. And also with kindness. Again, as best as we're able to. Because it's important to try and find a flavour of mindfulness that isn't cold. I think mindfulness, when it's fully there, it's not cold. So it's got a kindly aspect to it, or a metaphor aspect to it. And so we just keep practicing that. We just keep practicing again and again, being with difficult experience, so that we're increasingly able to tolerate difficult experience, so that increasingly we feel confident of being able to handle whatever comes our way. As opposed to a more habitual reaction, which might be a sense of, I can't cope with this. So when we have that thought, I can't cope with this, that immediately sets off anxiety, depression, it just increases the distress. Or it can lead to substance use as a way of avoiding it. Or if we think in terms of actual physical pain, you think, oh, I can't cope with this, then automatically you tense up around the pain, which actually makes the pain worse. So that sort of can't cope reaction sort of spirals it in a way. So if you remember in that, there was part of that refrain that the Buddha was describing where he says, mindfulness that there is a body is established in him to the extent necessary for bare knowledge and continuous mindfulness. And so what I was alluding to earlier, and in a way it's very relevant here, is in other words, so there isn't a whole mental proliferation. So your mind doesn't just go off in a whole chain reaction, depending on what's just happened. So to do that, body awareness is particularly helpful to try and really investigate exactly what's going on, to find out just exactly what is happening, to really explore pain rather than just putting a label of this is pain, I can't bear it, to just what is that like, a whole myriad of changing sensations, and even to become interested in whatever's going on. So in that way, we don't fall into the getting anxious about being anxious or getting depressed about being depressed or getting angry about being depressed and so on. So it's like cutting through, this sort of staying with our experience enables us to cut through a lot of this proliferation. In a way, I think particularly this staying with is like the really central key to making a change to things like anxiety and depression and relapse into addiction.